Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your, Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, the weekend went really quick, didn't it? Like it always does. It's the 24th of August, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and there wasn't really a whole lot in around 5 minutes. Well, you might remember back in July, Mozilla said, yeah, it's time to make their Firefox browser a little bit more modern, and it looks like they're going to make good on that promise. Mozilla has set their plans in motion to dump Firefox add-ons, and they're going to move into, shall we say, a more Chrome-like extensions instead. Now, to replace those XP-COM add-ons, Mozilla is implementing an API called Web Extensions, and that API is largely keeping in with the JavaScript and HTML-based extension API that Chrome and Opera already use. Now, Firefox will continue to support add-ons built using the high-level APIs provided in its added-on SDK, that is, if they still don't use XUL. Is this all kind of going above your head if you're not a programmer? Yeah, me too. In any case, you don't have to be frightened too much. It looks like we're still about 18 months away before everything will be fully implemented. So yeah, your brain, it can settle down now. Android fans, you'll be happy to know this. Your phones are going to be having a lot less bloatware. According to the folks over at Android Central, Google has, somewhat relaxed its requirements about what apps actually have to be permanently installed. Apps such as, Google Plus. Yeah, does anybody use that, though? Google Play Games, Google Play Books, and Google Newsstand. Yeah, none of those will come pre-installed anymore. Now, I know you're saying, woohoo, yay! Well, this is only going to go for those vanilla versions of Android, of course. It's still kind of still up to those manufacturers, too, about how much they want to bloat you. So manufacturers with apps that they still would love to install, even though you probably don't want them, yeah, they're still going to have the right to do that. Hey, iPhone 6 Plus owners, you taking some photos and thinking, it looks a little blurry. Seems that a few people that bought the iPhone 6 Plus between September 2014 and January 2015, yeah, you might have a faulty camera in your phone, but not to worry. Apple is going to grant you a replacement for free. That is, the camera, not the whole phone. According to Apple's support page, certain handsets that were sold between that time period, some may have potentially faulty components with the camera, causing photos to become very blurry. And because of that, Apple's going to offer that free rear camera replacement for any affected iPhone 6 Plus models. Now, mind you, this is just for the 6 Plus model. It's not for the 6 because apparently there's no problems with the 6's camera. Think your photos are looking a little out of focus? Well, you can head on over to the Apple website and enter your serial number to see if you are eligible for that camera swap. And finally, see, I told you it was a short one. Probably won't even make it to 5 minutes today. Well, we'll see. Let's take a moment and think about what time of the day do we have most of the free and, alone time on our hands. Well, that's when we're in the bathroom. Come on, admit it. And of course, when we're in the bathroom, let's just face it, it becomes boring. You're just sitting there on your porcelain throne, probably tinkering with your cell phone, thinking, what can I do? Poopductive might be something you'll want to check out. Yes, that is what the app is called. Poopductive. Haha. Poopductive actually is aimed to create a miniature social network. Basically for people that get bored while they're, Now, Poopductive actually started out as a Kickstarter, but it didn't get much gaining ground. Gee, I can't imagine why. You could choose to message people that are nearby or be connected with users in other cities or countries. Yes, nearby, as in probably the stall next to you. Now, once you've opened the app and you start that poop chat, you really can't do much more than that. You can just pretty much exchange messages with other users. Yes, just another app taking up some screen real estate. And just put it right next to the fart app that you never use. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the BTN website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, I hope, with a heck of a lot more news than we had today, and hopefully poop-free too. In any case, we'll get you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, do your best to have a good Monday. Hopefully it'll be poop-ductive for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.